Hey everyone, you're listening to D&D with ANC on 90.5 KCSU. Thank you.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the third episode of D&D with ANC. I'm Henry.
I'm Graham.
I'm Joel.
I'm Walker.
And I'm Ty.
And we are going to be jumping right into it. We thought we lost the second episode, but we found a way to recover it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, we did.
Potentially.
Possibly. Potentially.
Anyways, Graham, would you like to just recap what happened last time?
Yeah, so where we last left off, so it's a little bit complicated what all has happened, but essentially, what is happening over there?
We're sorry.
We're sorry.
Some buffoonery.
Children. There's buffoonery in this studio.
We're out of craisins.
Oh, what a tragedy.
I have chips.
Don't eat chips on mic. Don't do it.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
God damn it.
We've been done. This show's over now.
I do not like this mukbang one bit, sir.
So, essentially, y'all walked through a portal, discovered there were a bunch of creepy monsters on the other side. Well, you saw one. There were others.
And I killed it.
You all killed it. It was a teamwork.
Yeah. All of us.
You killed it especially, though.
Yeah, okay.
That's true. Went through the portal, found a monster. Rathu sensed that there were more monsters closing in on your location, and you decided to leave. Which I feel was probably reasonable.
We got out of Dodge.
Upon returning to the regular world, Franz and Babael, or Babs, sort of decided that, well, you guys are on your own from here on out. You're adventurers. You'll figure it out. They have promised, or I suppose we'll retcon a little bit, because I don't think I promised this last time, but they have promised that they will essentially tell you more of what was going on, like when you're ready, when you're a little bit more prepared, when you're a little more leveled up. The goal of the Adventurers Guild is essentially to close this evil portal. I've got a lot written here because I thought I'd have to recap all of last episode, but it turned out I don't have to.
Mm-mm.
Potentially.
In the morning, it was suggested that you should gain experience in adventuring and get a bit of a name for the guild. You should try and take on some quests from the townsfolk in Baldur's Gate. At this point, the party sort of split up. Jelfrey and Rathu discovered that there was a quest for a farm owner outside of town, and Vincent and newly retconned as a woman to prevent confusion, Tyra, the human monk, found a criminal contract for a bit of extra money also just outside of town. I think Tyra was unaware of the fact that Vincent took this contract because it was done through a card game. Vincent hit up his criminal contacts, accidentally let slip a little bit too much about the portal in trying to get a wizard, attain a wizard who might be able to close it. So essentially a promise has been made that the criminal contact will get a wizard, however that happens, and Vincent will somehow provide this criminal contact with one of the monsters from the other world.
Sick.
And we are pretty much caught up. For the sake of narrative convenience, we're going to say that both halves of the party have kind of wound up in the same area. You've accidentally met up at the gate, just kind of waiting to get out of the city.
We're going
to
kill that farmer.
Whose gate?
Whose gate? Baldur's Gate?
No, Baldur's Gate. Baldur's Gate is actually inside of the city.
But do you get it?
It's between the upper and lower cities.
I get it.
We all get it.
It was a good one.
This is the North Gate because it's north.
Oh, I thought it was south. Nice.
And
you said west.
Just by coincidence, I think you've all wound up at the gate at the same time.
What's up, losers?
Whoa. Nice, a bummer to you guys.
What's up, posers?
Yeah, you freaking dorks.
I'm not shirtless.
It's a podcast.
I'm not shirtless right now. At least I'm not a girl.
What's wrong with being a girl?
Nothing. You're saying you can't be shirtless. It's not progressive enough here yet.
Yeah, man, it's the
damn
16th
Baldur's
century.
Gate. It's the 16th
the
century.
It's the 15th century.
It's the 15th, it's the 15th century. Come on.
You should be impressed that we remembered that.
It's 1402.
Do you want to go in?
It's 1402.
Do you want to go in?
We're barely past the
14th century.
I'm sorry.
Do you want to go on a little political side quest?
Yeah, to free the nipple?
Yeah, free the nipple.
I will. I'll help you, Tyra.
Achievement unlocked. Freed the nipple.
That's right. The actual goal of the Baldur's Gate Adventurers Guild.
I want to get some money.
Yeah. Hey, we found out about this really great quest.
To kill some wolves, right?
Yeah, to kill some wolves, and
we get an ancient artifact.
Some sort of magic family heirloom.
And some money,
potentially
too.
Potentially involved.
We just have to kill some wolves. I feel like it might develop into something more than that, but I'm ready to kill some wolves.
That's nice.
We're going to go shake down a dude.
Sick. What's his name?
Don't know yet.
Don't need it.
Essentially, you have been given a location to meet up with the actual client. It is at the Skunk Root Farms.
Ew.
That's where theirs is or ours?
That's where both of yours is.
You kind of come to realize.
So are they shaking down one of the owners of the house while we're helping the house owners?
Well, you can kill the wolves and then we'll kill him.
Mm-hmm. That's not how it's going to work. Essentially, both of the quest givers are apparently at this location.
Oh,
how convenient.
It is very convenient, honestly. It's kind of a narrative convenience.
Good plot point.
It's almost like someone made a plot contrivance.
Well, it seems that we are both in agreement and disagreement, so let's hit the yellow brick road, folks.
I don't think it's yellow brick.
It's not bricked. It's dirt.
Yeah.
Let's hit the yellow dirt road, folks.
There's
no such thing as yellow dirt.
Yeah, there is. Guys,
can we lock arms?
Okay, you got me there.
Don't touch me.
All right, Rathia, you want to play a game? As we walk there?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's called, let's see how far I can throw Rathu.
I don't think quite yet.
Why? Are you scared?
Know. We've only known each other for I think maybe 6 hours.
It's a very intimate
act. You don't trust me?
24 hours max.
Exactly. Wait, I have an alternative game.
That's exactly
let's see how far we can all throw Rathu.
No. Let's do that game where we just lift you up in the air, two of us. You know what I'm talking about, since you're so small?
Oh, swing me between your arms like a young child?
Yeah, like a young child.
Counterpoint.
Yeah, I'd ask Tyra, but, she doesn't know who her family is, so I don't think she ever experienced that.
Yeah, and I think, you're, 2 feet taller than her, so, one of my shoulders would be way up in the air.
Vincent, how tall are you?
How tall am I?
Roll.
Roll for it.
Roll a d6.
I don't trust that die.
Don't roll a d6.
1 foot.
Yeah, that's your...
Roll a d10 if it's a weird number.
No, I think I'm 5'9 or something.
Oh.
5'9 sounds
fine. We don't have really any tall
people. You rolled
a
5. You're 5 feet tall.
Nice.
All right, let's walk to this place then.
Yeah.
Let's get on with it.
Skip to it.
As you sort of travel outside of Baldur's Gate, I don't know how familiar all of you are with the countryside nearby, rolling hills.
Verdant.
It is verdant.
I don't know. Why don't you describe it in vivid detail?
No.
Vivid detail?
I want to get there.
Detail.
I want details. I want to be all night.
B plus detail.
All right. B plus detail. Wheat, corn, all sorts of stuff growing out here. You see a few horses out in a stable.
Eat that horse.
It's like a plains land from Magic the Gathering.
Yeah.
Just imagine that.
It's kind of like a... I don't know.
It's the Windows 97 screen.
Oh, yeah. The
Plains of Colorado, maybe. Okay, just kind of like that.
Yeah, like Alt.
Very plain.
Alt Plain.
No, Alt. The city of Alt.
Alt Plain. A-L-T.
You're still on that basic plane? Dude, I'm on that Alt Plain.
Yeah.
I'm on the Alt Plain, both physically and spiritually.
Shut
on the
up.
Alt Plain.
All right, as you continue to travel, you eventually sort of find the pathway to Skunk Root Farms. At this point, you realize that there is a sort of hyphen in the middle of that, meaning that this farm is probably owned by two families.
Ah.
The Skunks and the Roots?
The Skunks and the Roots.
Is it R-O-O-T or R-O-U-T-E?
R-O-O-T.
R-O-O-T.
Like, Rathu kind of looks like a skunk.
Shut. That's a slur.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Rathu, I believe you are a country rat, aren't you?
Yeah.
You done any farm work?
No.
No.
Well, as a hermit, I had to provide for my own sustenance often, but it was mostly foraging.
So you stole from farms?
No, I picked berries.
I don't believe
From farms.
I think you went to garbage cans.
That may or may not belong to him.
No.
Did you ever hide in a chef's hat?
Did you cook for him?
Yeah, did you cook for him?
No.
What's your favorite dish? If it's not ratatouille, I'm leaving.
No, I really like a good like crusted pork roast.
Ew.
With like asparagus and like some risotto. But I do have a very pronounced sweet tooth.
How pronounced?
Let the record show.
Like I would in like
that Joel just pointed to Raffy's character sheet.
I tried to play that one off.
I know, but I just want to
know
that.
Who I am.
Yeah, really? I want you to do this one next.
We'll get to that. We'll get to the next one.
Let the record show. The sheet says libertarian. I'm spoiling the surprise.
Okay, so skunk root.
Could all of you please roll perception checks?
Okay, 20.
Yeah, it's always a d20, almost.
13.
17.
16.
9.
That's a 17.
All right, more than half of you got it.
Wisdom.
Oh, yeah, 13 still.
All right, yeah, so as you're sort of walking down the road, you realize that the Skunk Root Farms is a cattle ranch. They probably do dairy and meat and such.
It smells great.
It actually smells terrible because as you're walking down the road, you notice.
Where's Malon? I need some milk.
Who?
What? Madron. Oh, right. Yes, Malon. We're making a Legend of Zelda reference, but it sounds kind of like Madron.
Did you not have childhood?
No.
No,
I didn't. I didn't have parents.
In character.
I didn't have parents, therefore I was birthed fully grown.
No. Tyra was made by the monks at the monastery. They formed her out of clay.
She's like a golem.
Oh my god, it's literal Wonder Woman.
She's like a golem.
Anyway.
Good catch.
Thanks.
You are literally Wonder Woman.
Congrats.
Okay, so cattles.
Yeah, so it smells cattle, really bad singular. Here because in a ditch nearby to the road, there is just a pile of cow corpses.
Hey, Jelfrey.
Oh, no.
What?
Go to one of those cows and just slap it.
That's mean. That's degrading to the cow.
Show some respect.
The cows are like
cow's
in a
dead.
Paddock.
They're
the cow
dead.
Died so you can eat.
Do they just look like dead cows or have they been maimed? Are they covered in syphilitic boils? Are they not have any heads?
It looks as actually, Rathu, could you roll either animal handling or medicine? Whichever one's better.
What about animal breeding?
I'll go medicine.
I mean, you are like a paladin.
Oh, four.
Looking over these cows, there is something. There's something obvious about how they've died. It looks like bite wounds. Oh. You can't tell what kind of animal, but there is. You're not sure it's an
it's
animal that you've seen before, actually.
Because we're coming here to kill wolves.
Oh, lovely!
But it also might not be a wolf.
I've seen wolf bites. This ain't it.
You
this
sure?
If
it's
these
like
are
a
wolf,
dire wolf or something.
I don't know.
If these are wolf bites, these are weird wolves.
Weird wolves.
That's a good band name.
Weird wolves?
Tell me not.
I'm fine with it.
We don't have a bard in the party. Let's not start this.
You want to start a band right now?
Oh my god, that's where Elena comes in. Yes. She's the bard.
Screw the podcast. No, I'm kidding.
All right. There are two homesteads set relatively close to one another. One of them is sort of in a classical ranch style, and the other one appears to be dug slightly into the earth. One of them, you would presume, is the Skunk family home, and one of them is the Root family home.
I'm sensing a Romeo and Juliet vibe from these two houses.
What do you do?
I'd like to see what everyone's perception of rodentkind is and see what kind of ingrained... rat racism you have.
Hi, I'm a rodent. I just moved in next door.
Which house belongs to the skunks? Is it the nicer one or the not nicer one?
The skunk family is the nicer one.
Are they actual skunks or is that just their last name? Because you might have also assumed that about them, rather.
Please tell me there's anthropomorphic skunks.
Who wants to roll history, actually?
I'll do it.
I don't have a history. I don't have a history.
Anyone can roll history. Yeah. You don't have to have.
I'll roll history too.
Should we all roll?
We should all roll.
Yeah, you can all roll. Like where's you can just kind of huddle
it,
together
it makes our
and
chances
think
better.
About think about what history is and like what you know
what's
about
history?
The area.
What's
I got history? 14.
Swords.
I got a 14.
I got an 8.
I got a 12.
Man, I'm really not rolling well tonight.
Finally, my curse has passed.
You think that Root is kind of a familiar name for some reason. It kind of rings a bell, but you can't exactly place it.
Okay. Real Hatfield and McCoy. Real
is it Elvish in origin?
Capulets and
Montagues. No, it
Montagues.
Is
uncultured swine.
You uncultured rat.
I knew what Capulet was. That's the harder one.
No, it is not.
Montague.
Romeo. Montague. Oh, Romeo.
Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Where fart that, Romeo?
Where that fart at, Romeo?
I am loving
where we're operating at.
okay.
Let's go knock on the skunk door. I'm going to go do that.
Wait, where does the contract say to go?
So your contract says to go to the skunk house.
Oh, okay.
Your job is given by the Root family.
Okay, let's go to the Roots.
Joffrey, let's go to the Roots.
All right, okay, we're splitting up again.
All right.
Who wants to go first?
We'll go first.
Let's roll.
Let's roll.
Roll for initiative.
All is fair in love and war. Well, she got 16. A
3.
17. Are we adding these together?
16.
We totally won.
What did you get, Ty?
16.
Yeah, we win.
Close score wins.
No.
No.
Okay, that's, we're
it's golf not, rules. This isn't golf.
Okay, knock on the door.
Who are you?
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness.
Let the record show that Walker just slammed the table.
That rat's got some meaty hands.
The knock came from very low down on the door.
You knock on this odd rounded door and
hobbits.
they're called halflings.
They're called halflings in this.
Sorry.
In this
hobbits
lore.
Are technically copyrighted.
That's a trademark violation right there.
You knock on this sort of rounded green door. Yes. And opening up the door, you see someone roughly the same height as Rathew. It is
Gilbo Jaggins.
Gilbo Root.
Gilbo
Root.
So Gilbo Root opens the door. She is a older sort of halfling.
Older.
Don't make me think
don't
about.
Be rude.
How much does she weigh?
Jesus.
How old is she? I'm kidding. Keep going.
She's about 3 feet tall. You don't know how old she is. You would wager that she's on the upper end of the hobbit lifespan, which is around 200 years.
Oh, gilf.
Ooh.
Yeah,
you
said
halfling.
You said gilf?
A woman with experience.
Okay. Shut off your mic. Shut off your mic. This is not your part of the story. No input here.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, you must be the adventurers.
We are.
We saw your poster.
Yes, come in.
And she invites you in. I think, Jelfrey, you have to duck a little bit.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm an elf.
Oh, there's someone else who had to duck in a house like this. A little bit. Did you hit your head on a chandelier?
What are you referencing?
I think his name is Gandalf.
I think what is it?
I'm not a wizard.
Bandolf?
Bandolf?
Bandolf the off-white?
No, the bay.
The who?
Bandolf the cream.
It has to
be alliteration.
Hand off the eggshell.
No, it has to be an alliteration. I'm telling you this. The reason why Gandalf the gray is so nice is because it's two G's.
Gandalf the green.
What? Yeah, I don't know where you're going with this.
It just sounds better.
Look, this is a bit with no end point in sight.
I know.
Gandalf the gay. Anyway.
Hey.
This is multiple lawsuits in progress.
You get a cease and desist.
Anyway, okay. Hello.
Hi, sweetheart.
Don't talk down to me.
I'm not talking down to you. You're my, like, a grandma. You remind me of my grandma.
Jeffrey, stop flirting.
You call your grandma sweetheart?
Yeah.
That's very nice of you.
I know. See, shut up, Vincent. You're not even here.
I was a little bit weirded out at first, but now I'm not.
Yeah, I know. Aww. It's okay.
Anyway, we heard you're having issues with wolves.
Yes, come into the living room.
And she invites you into the living room. There's sort of a nice chair. There's a hearth set up. It's not burning, though, because it's nice out. Sit down. So, recently, our cows have been being killed by wolves.
So we saw, on the road.
So, we thought that we could call in some heroes, and soon our problems will be solved.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's what we're here for.
We can do that exactly for you. Do you happen to know where the wolves are, like, living?
See, that's the thing.
Or if they're actually wolves, because...
We've seen wolves.
You've seen wolves?
Yes.
Huh.
How big of wolves?
Wolf size? A little bigger, maybe.
Kind of like a big dog, maybe?
Bigger than a bread box, I would say.
Okay.
A bread box.
We're playing
How big
by
is
20,
your bread box?
We're playing by 20 questions rules.
Okay.
Does it have six legs?
Have you seen any other carnivorous canids around?
No. See, okay.
Just
so,
wolves?
Just
not
wolves.
Canines, not canids.
I know that the fellas down the road have some kind of mangy dogs, but they weren't what we saw.
Do the wolves look diseased in any way, or, you know, like...
Anything you would notice about them?
Jeffrey's not up to date on his rabies shot.
I'm not up to date on my rabies shot.
I'm not a wolfologist.
Okay. No, okay. It's fine. Don't worry.
We didn't expect you to be. I was just... You know, we just try to get as much information as possible about these kinds of things.
We actually asked the skunk family. They're very good in druidic magics.
Oh.
And...
they don't want to kill the animals, huh?
No, of course not.
Yeah. You know, does anyone have any reason to hurt you or your livelihood?
See, that's what the skunk family thinks, is that this is sabotage.
Okay.
Oh, no.
But we don't think so. We think that just these wolves are getting in somehow.
I feel like it could be either or.
Yeah, I wouldn't say 50-50, but it's a significant part of me is believing that this may be some sort of sabotage.
Is there a specific direction or direction from your house that you see the wolves more frequently from, or is it kind of random?
That's the thing. They're always in the fields, but there's no sign of how they got in.
I see.
It's a real mystery.
Do you want to go investigate out? Where's the recent killing, site of the killings?
Yeah, it's out in the paddock.
Have you been piling up the bodies?
Yeah, we've been piling up the bodies.
Okay.
Do you want to check the bodies and I can check the site?
Yeah, I'll roll for medicine on them again.
Yeah, and I'll do investigation.
Try animal handling this time.
Okay, I'm going to roll for animal handling. I walk out to the cows again. Roll for animal handling. I roll 5.
Okay. I'm going to do an
Still not wolves.
Okay.
I'm going to do an investigation check in the last scene of where the...
So some cows were killed last night, and they haven't gotten a chance to bring the corpses over to the pile yet. So you've got a good sight of the scene.
It's
so
like
roll investigation. It's like mid morning.
Great.
That is a D12.
D20.
Close.
<Oops. laughs> 10 plus 2 plus 2, so 14.
Okay, you notice that there are some, there are definitely canine footprints out here.
Okay.
There are also human footprints, larger footprints
than halflings?
Than halflings.
Okay.
And we'll just cut over to the other family.
Okay.
Hey.
Howdy.
So you guys knock on the door. A younger man, I would say, opens up. He's got
teenager or like 20s?
No, like 20s.
Oh.
He opens up. He's got short black hair, and he kind of looks at you, and he goes, Pa, some boys are here.
Kind of white trash.
And a woman. A boy and a woman.
Oh, thanks.
And
Well, he didn't refer to me as demon off the bat, so this is a good sign.
So the both of you,
demon,
come on in. You can talk to my pa. I think that you're the hired help, right? Wink.
Yes, sir. Wink.
Yes, sir. Just here for some good old work.
Yeah. So you're gonna help us get rid of a problem, or not get rid of, but solve a problem.
Problem. Air quotes.
And at this point, this guy's dad walks in. He is a larger, heavy-set man.
Good God.
He's a farmer.
He's a farmer.
What do you expect? McDonald's is crazy.
What?
What? He's a larger, heavy-set man, and he says, oh, my son.
The growth hormone is for the animals, sir.
Rude thing to say.
We constantly just insult the first people as soon as we meet them.
See...
It's a great conversation starter.
This is what I would have expected from criminals. Come on in.
He likes it.
He likes it.
He invites you into...
This dude is my style.
Their living room. So, us and the Root family, we've been on this farm for a long, long time. Our families go way back. But they're too trusting. We've been having a problem recently with cows being killed. I'm sure you saw the pile outside.
So we've heard.
So problem is, the roots, they say, well, it's just wolves. I'm saying, nuh-uh. Mm-mm, no way. This is sabotage.
By who?
I believe it is by the Grey Ridge family.
The Grey Ridge?
A bunch of dwarves have set up. They're ranching cattle rather than digging. And they're, I don't know, I think they're trying to cut in on us.
How far away are they?
They're a couple miles down the road.
And have you had any problems with them in the past? Either of you?
No, sir. Can't say I have, but I know it's them because I saw one of their boys just climbing the fence recently.
What time do they usually come out?
They don't usually come out here, so that's why I thought it was weird. And they're the only dwarves out in these parts.
Was it nighttime?
It was getting towards evening.
Mm. Mm.
So we believe that action has to be taken, and so we put out not a hit. I'm not gonna kill them, but you know,
you just want some persuasion.
I want someone to persuade them to confess to their crimes.
Okay.
Fair enough.
So,
now, I just have a quick question.
Or, I mean, if you could get some actual proof. We didn't go to the guards because, we don't have any actual proof, and the guards also don't really cover out in this area. It's, you know, they tend to stay in the city.
We understand.
It's a little bit too small of a problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, sir, I just have a quick question.
Like,
what was your name again?
My name is... And Jebediah Sr.
Jebediah.
This is my son, Jebediah.
Not Junior.
He's got a son, a little baby boy. His name's Jebediah III.
And this is my daughter, Jebedee.
No, her name's Jen.
Oh, you do have a daughter?
Yeah.
Ooh.
She's not here, though.
How many people in total live on this farm, would you say?
Ooh. So it's me, Jebediah, Jen, Jebediah III, his wife, 5, 6, and the Roots have got their whole clan. I can't count them. There's too many.
What kind of relationship do you have with the Roots?
Those halflings hump like rabbits.
Oh my gosh.
Can't say that. That's offensive. No,
Jebediah's a good man.
Us in the Roots, we go back a long way. One of the Roots' old ancestors was a pretty famous adventurer, I would say. He saved my forefather, Jebediah Senior. We just call him Jeb. He's dead, but his life was saved by a Root way back when, and then they went into business together.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, it was real nice.
All right, well, I guess we can get started just doing some general investigations around your property, if you don't mind.
I don't mind at all. Roots are a little bit soft-hearted. They're good people, but they don't want to believe it's sabotage. So if you could be a little bit under the radar, as it were, if radars were a thing that were invented.
Of course. Hush, hush. Hush. Hopefully someday they'll come here.
Yeah, I hope so.
Hopefully some firearms, too.
I hope not.